Now, meet you at Mary Lavin Place could become the new refrain as the writer's name went up in Wilton Park near the Grand Canal in Dublin this afternoon. It is the first public space to be named after an Irish female writer, and it links the park to Ladd Lane, where she lived for many years. We're delighted to be joined in studio now by the granddaughter of Mary Lavin, the writer, Kathleen McMahon, and we'll be speaking to her in a moment. First, in an interview with RTE in 1968, Mary Lavin was asked about how she worked and whether she had a regular writing schedule.
I carry a bit of paper around with me, not to make notes, I never make notes, but to go on with a bit of a story. And I often do it, you know, in Bewley's or in a cafe, and sometimes even in a bus, you know, because sometimes a few minutes ride in a bus is about the only time I get in the day to myself. So I use it to write.
Mary Lavin speaking there. Kathleen McMahon, welcome to the programme. You were there this morning for the dedication of this space. What will people see if they pass through?
OK, she gets this beautiful public space just off the canal between Leeson Street Bridge and Bagot Street Bridge, beside Wilton Place Park. And she gets a fountain, one of those wonderful fountains that come up out of the ground, and a plaque with her name, Mary Lavin Place, and the developers, who I'm happy to say in this case are good developers, have done an absolutely beautiful job on this. I put, or the people behind this, and they commissioned a sculpture by the sculptor Eilish O'Connell, which is not a bust, not a representation of Mary, but inspired by her stories, inspired by a beautiful image in one of the stories, which has a young man coming down on a bicycle into Wilton Place like a bird on the wing. And as he turns the corner, he dips the bicycle the other way, dipping the other wing. So the sculpture is called Dipping the Other Wing.
Now, would you have visited your grandmother in Ladd Lane years ago? And what type of person was she? Tell us a bit about her.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I was 26 when she died, so I visited her in Ladd Lane many times. And she also had a house on a farm in Meath. What kind of person was she? In one word, formidable. Very loving grandmother. Very unconventional. Not austere, as many people's grannies were in those days. You could climb into her bed if you were frightened at night. But that intelligence, I remember, as being really formidable. You know, she had that glint in her eye. She was watching you, and she was watching you for character reveals. So, you know, I remember the sense if you didn't share your Easter egg, or if you cried when you got stung by nettles, that this was all being recorded as defining characteristics. So she was formidable in that way, but very loving. I mean, it was all about love, her work, her life, and everything done with great intensity.
And Kathleen, she did not have independent wealth, so she really had to write in order to live.
I think that's a really important point to make about her. I mean, when you hear of her entertaining other writers in the Mews in Ladd Lane, she cooked dinner for them. She was very cosmopolitan. There might have been coq au vin or spaghetti bolognese, lashings of red wine. You might imagine that was lots of money. There wasn't. She didn't have any money, and she had to earn her money with her pen, which to me is the most extraordinary achievement. Here's this widow with three small kids. She pays to run two houses to support her elderly mother by her writing. And I mean, my mother used to tell stories of the cheque coming in from the New Yorker when they would have bought one of her stories, which was really the pinnacle, as it is now, of writing. And they'd all go rushing into town. And of course, being Mary Lavin, she wouldn't do things by halves. They were broke, but they'd go straight into Brown Thomas's and buy Bruno Maglio shoes. Oh. Or at another time, the Mews was infested with mice. So she decamped with the girls to Buswell's and left the cat to do its job until the mice were gone. So very unconventional, very bohemian.
Can I just ask you, as a writer yourself, is there a bit of an extra spring in the step of female writers today to know that they would be honoured in this way?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think writers don't really see gender when they're reading, so it's the quality of the work. And I think with her, not only was she an exceptional woman writer, she was an exceptional writer. She's one of our great writers, recognised internationally as an absolute master of the short story form. And I think for readers coming to her, there are three collections in print with New Ireland. There are forthcoming publications, really exciting, coming internationally. But walk into a bookshop or a library and she's there, and people are in for a real treat. The quality of this work, it's about happiness. It's about the impediments to happiness, jealousy, bigotry, relationships in families. None of it has aged. It's as live and real now as it was when she wrote these stories. And that's, to me, the most amazing thing about it, is she is becoming what so few writers are, and that is permanent.
Very exciting, Kathleen. Kathleen McMahon, thank you for coming into us today.